you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use on any day, but especially on this October 6th, Tuesday already. Hoping you're doing well as we continue to move along in this fall. Transition of weather, boy, by the end of the week, it looks like we're going to see some rain. Currently, though, today, right now, it's 48 degrees at the KSLM studio. As we move through the week, it's going to remain in the 70s, and then about Friday, Saturday, we'll start seeing some of that Oregon typical weather coming in, which, you know, we've been so dry. And then we got a little bit of rain, and it continuing to have this incredible fall the last few days. I don't know, it feels like summer almost. We'll take it, right? We'll take it. And so whatever you're doing today, thank you for tuning in to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacy Ann, hanging out with you, and we sure are enjoying the feedback that you've been giving us, and certainly giving me ideas and questions to talk about. When we, in the next couple of weeks, we're going to start interviewing candidates. And on that note, it's very interesting. You all know I'm a graduate of Sprague High School. I've shared that with you, and it's been fun to come back and get reacquainted with my classmates and discover what's going on in their lives. And one of my fellow classmates, Denise Bowles, she is an amazing woman, and she is running for Senate. She was appointed to a seat when the beloved Jackie Winters passed away. She was an amazing businesswoman, and so it was quite a seat to fill, and Denise was appointed to continue the legacy of integrity, bipartisanship, championing Oregon values, and oftentimes you'll hear Denise say, "My Oregon." Well, the other day we were doing some looking for some stuff on YouTube, and we watched, we said, this is what we're going to watch, and all of a sudden this attack ad on Denise pops up, and I thought, this is the very thing that I don't like about politics. And then to discover that her opponent is an ordained minister, and she's using this kind of tactic to try to get elected, I was very, very upset. And I was like, what can we do? Denise needs to get her message out. I need to find Denise and get her some fundage, as I often like to say, to try to help her in her campaign. And so as we get through the next few weeks, I really want to encourage each and every one of us to remember the folks that are putting their selves, their families out on the line, dedicating their time, treasure, and talent to be elected and be in the state house. And this, if you don't think this election matters, and I know everybody says, oh, this election's the most important election. It has national ramifications and local ramifications. We've got to show up. We've got to make sure that when we get our ballot, we fill it out and we take it to our county courthouse directly. Don't wait for the mail. Don't trust the mail. Get it in and then track it. That's going to be really, really important. And I can't emphasize enough, next Tuesday is the last day that we can get registered to vote. So if you're not registered, be sure you get registered today. Get it in and make sure you track that as well, that they get it in time. So as we move through the next few weeks, not only have we gone to hour two, but we're going to start getting candidates in here, talking to them, and I need your questions. What do you want to know from them? What kinds of questions do you have? Certainly be tuning in, and we're going to open up the phone lines to take questions as well. So we're going to be moving into a pretty important time. And so email me, Stacy, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news. Also, I want to find out if you have friends or family members that maybe they've always been Democrat, or maybe they've never been involved before in politics and now they're involved. I want to hear those stories. I want to know why. If you're a Democrat and you're listening this morning and you're thinking, man, I think I'm going to vote for Donald Trump, or I think I'm going to, you know, make sure that I vote Republican this year. I want to hear those stories too. So be sure to email me, Stacy, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM. KSLM.news. In an effort to keep us empowered and engaged and involved, I have a wonderful guest alongside me this morning. I'm so excited. I've gotten to know her over the last couple months, mostly because she is a business partner. She sponsors KSLM News Talk Radio, and her ads are compelling in regards to making sure that we can see. And here I am in my 50s struggling with my eyesight, and along comes this beautiful Dr. Dana with Vibrant Visions. Good morning, Dr. Dana.
Good morning, Stacy.
How are you doing today?
Doing great. It's so fun to be here today again.
Well, I appreciate you reaching out to me and saying, hey, I've got something I want to talk to the listeners about, and I appreciate that. But before we get into that, I want you to tell us what's been going on with you and your family. I know we're in the fall session. You have kids in the home. How's that going?
Yeah, it's a busy time again, trying to adjust to the new online school and making sure kids still get to their activities in the evening and watching over homework. It's a lot.
Yeah, a lot to juggle when you have both you and your husband are active practices and kids that are involved. But I understand you have a driver in the home now, do you?
We do have a driver, and that helps immensely.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes. That's exciting.
And we're actually working on driver number two here soon.
Oh.
She just turned 15, and she'll be working on her permit here. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. We have the opportunity to meet your daughter in your practice, in your office. And I just have to say to our listeners, you know, if you are needing some eye care, my experience when going into Dr. Dana's office was such a warm, welcoming experience. And I have issues with dental care from childhood, you know. So offices and medical offices aren't the most inviting to me sometimes. And I have a little bit of anxiety when it comes to that. But walking into your office, it was so warm and caring and inviting. Thank you for making that.
Oh, you're so welcome. That's exactly the environment that we want to provide. In fact, yesterday morning, I had a patient that said the exact same thing. She said, you know, I don't really care to go to large, busy offices. And she said, this is such a relief to be able to come in here. It's quiet. We try to keep just one patient in there at a time. It really is our business model to provide individual care and attention to each and every person.
Now, when you are looking to reach out to folks, and of course, you're partnering with us and doing ads on the radio station here, but what do you want someone who's listening right now who maybe is, you know, struggling with their eyesight? Maybe they're like me. They've had great eyesight all their life, but now they're like squinting and the lighting and all of those things. What is the first indication that maybe you should get your eyes looked at, or should you even wait until that point?
Yeah, it's actually a good question. Really, you probably shouldn't even wait for that point. We want to catch eye disease at an early stage, and the only way to do that is to have a routine eye exam. But if you are squinting, it could just very well be that you need a pair of glasses, and that can come in many different forms. It can come in a single vision pair of glasses for driving, if that's what your need is. It could be a single pair of vision for a reading or a computer, or it could be in a progressive where you have all distances in one set of glasses.
Now, I'm curious about this, and maybe it's just a myth, but I think since everybody is doing so much screen time between the computer, the iPad, or the, you know, whatever tablet, and their phone, I think that's multiplying it a little bit. Is that a myth or is that actually true?
Well, for kids, it actually is true. They're seeing that there is going to be a progression in nearsightedness in the future here. And that's actually something that I'd like to get into and in a little bit more detail later in the show. But definitely for kids, it can change their vision. For adults, it's not really going to change your vision much, but it's definitely symptomatic, and there are things that we can do for that, such as putting certain, an anti-glare on the glasses for the computer use, taking the 20-20-20 rule into effect, which is taking a 20-second break, looking 20 feet away every 20 minutes.
Wow, that's a great recommendation. I have not heard that. It's something that you said last time that you were on the air with me, and I think it's so true, and I was kind of alluding to it a little bit. Do you wait until you're having problems, or should you go regularly? You likened it to a dental visit. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so in the dental world, they're used to seeing patients every twice a year for cleanings. And so in the eye care world, we should see patients at least once a year. Even if your glasses are working okay and your vision hasn't changed, you really should still be going in for a routine eye exam just so we can check for any sort of upcoming eye disease, just like they would in dentistry. They're checking, you know, for gum disease and tooth decay. Well, there are things that we can see that you might not feel or notice. And so even when your vision is good, your glasses are working well, it's still really important to come in for your routine exam.
Do you find that, and it's funny because I went to your office, we did an eye exam. It was wonderful. Again, I'm not real a fan of doctors and dentists and things like that, but it was a great experience. And I got my glasses, and I've been wearing them now for a month almost. I love them.
Yeah.
What do you find that people have more than one pair of glasses? I'm just curious, because after you wear one for a while, you're like, well, maybe I want different frames. Or, I mean, is that a thing?
Sure. Yeah. For a lot of people, it is. It's nice to have something to switch out, maybe for different purposes, depending on what your prescription is, but maybe you sometimes only need distance glasses. So maybe you have a pair of bifocals or progressive for one use, and then you've got a pair of just single vision distance glasses for another use, or like I said, the computer glasses. So yeah, it's not uncommon to have more than one pair of glasses.
That's awesome, because I was thinking maybe that was just me thinking with outfits, you know, trying to blend in. Not that I'm not like that normally, but I was thinking it'd be fun to have some fun colored glasses.
Sometimes something more dressy and something for more casual use.
Yes.
And we do actually offer 50% off a second pair when you order at the time of the first pair.
Well, that's good to know. Yeah, I think that's great. So initial consultation, a lot of times that's covered by insurance if you have eye care insurance. Give us a ballpark of what that initial consultation would cost if someone's thinking, wanting to know if it's out of pocket.
Cash at time of service is $167, and that includes the refraction, which is the check for the glasses prescription, and it also includes the eye health exam.
Okay. Excellent. That sounds real, real reasonable when you think about everything else in life at this point. I often refer our bodies as well, as we know our schedule for our car. Like, we know when we should get the mile, you know, the oil change and the tires rotated and things like that. But we often forget what we need to do for our own maintenance.
Yes.
Right? And it's important, like
you
said, to go and get your eyes checked. How young, like our children or our grandchildren, when's the first time they should have their eyes looked at?
Definitely by age 5, because that's when they're entering kindergarten and they're starting to learn. So definitely by age 5, I do see kids down to 2 or 3 if there are concerns for some sort of eye problem, an eye turn, or just not seeing well.
Awesome. Well, we're going to get more into it and continue the conversation. So glad to have you here this morning.
Thank you.
You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We have to go to break, but we'll be back after this. Thanks for listening this morning.
Hello, good morning. How you doing?
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. It's a beautiful day, and so glad to have you along. Thank you for tuning in. I want to remind you that I think I've got all of the podcasts over the last couple of weeks when we were traveling to Northwest Arkansas for the rally that wasn't up on the website now at kslm.news. You just go to the drop-down box and find Good Morning Salem, and right there you can find the podcast. This show will be up on the podcast hopefully this afternoon, and you can share it with your friends and family. We're really excited to partner with events going on in the community, outreaches, ways that we can be of an asset and just a community go-to place. And so thank you for letting us know what's happening. We've got the 40 Days for Life going on right now, a prayer vigil at Planned Parenthood from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. up through the 1st of November. That's happening on the 17th of October. That's on a Saturday. It's the 11 Run and Walk. That's with our friends with Kicking Cancer. In fact, Baron will be in the studio later on this week talking a little more about that. And this is an opportunity for you to honor a loved one in memory. And it's a great thing to have a team of folks together. You can walk as an individual. And so we'll have more information right around the corner for that. And then Dr. Dana's in the studio. And Dr. Dana has something she wants to share with us about today. Talk to us a little bit about what's going on.
Yeah. Well, in response to the wildfires in the San Yim Canyon, we've decided that we wanted to start up two programs. The first is during the month of October, we will donate $15 for every frame sold from the Aspire line, the Boss line for men's, and the Kate Spade line for women.
Wow.
And we're going to donate it to the San Yim Canyon Wildfire Relief Fund, which was a nonprofit started by San Yim Hospital in Stayton to support those families that have lost their belongings and their homes.
I just learned about this the other day. San Yim Wildfire Fund, through that organization, 100% of the funds go to help families.
Absolutely.
No administration fees. It goes straight to the families. That's pretty generous.
Their response time was so impressive. I couldn't believe how quickly they had that up and running and really actively out there supporting people. So we're encouraging people to come into our office, buy a pair of glasses, and if you pick from those particular frame lines, we will donate $15. We'll take outside prescriptions. If you have a prescription from another office, we'll happily fill that for you. But we just really want to find a way to support that fund financially. But in addition to that, we are also offering a free pair of single vision glasses to those who have actually lost their belongings.
Wow.
So this is something we are coordinating with San Yim Canyon Wildfire Relief Fund at the hospital. We have a voucher system. If you are impacted by the fire and have lost your belongings or your home, we encourage you to contact Melissa Bauer at San Yim Hospital, and she will make sure to kind of check and make sure that the vouchers are going to people that really need them. It's about 24 hours process, she says, from the time you contact her until you can get the voucher. And then at that point, you can call our office and schedule an appointment to come in and pick out your pair of glasses.
That's fantastic. Because you think about, in the stories that I've heard about people getting, it was about 1 o'clock in the morning or 1:30 in the morning, they get the knock, 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 or they get the phone call. It's like, we got to go now. And you think about what you do to grab whatever and get out the door, and you're like, oh, my glasses, my medication, my, you know, tax form. You know, you start going down the line, your family memories, all of that. And it's, what a great program.
Yeah, we're just, our hearts just really went out to those that lost. It's just so close. You know, when you hear about wildfires in other states, you think, oh, that's just sad. But when you see the impact right in front of you, it's just devastating even to watch. So we just wanted to do something.
So if they are interested and they have a prescription from somewhere else and they're interested in getting their glasses redone or new frames or whatever, what's that process look like?
So again, they contact Melissa Bauer first at San Yim Hospital. She will give you the voucher, and then you call our office to schedule an appointment. And then you come in, take a look at the frames, try them on, and we take a quick measurement, and we'll call you in a week when they're done.
I love it. I love it. And for those of us that are wearing glasses currently and not affected by the fire, and we were thinking about that second pair of glasses, right?
Yeah.
Like maybe to go with the outfit. And we come into your office and say, hey, I want to help the folks at San Yim and my money to go towards that. They just call your office as well, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, I think that's great. And I think my my special love of my life would like another pair of glasses potentially.
Okay.
So you hear that, Terry? We might have to go and go glasses shopping.
Sounds great. We'd love to have you.
That sounds fun. So this program is going for how long?
So For the frame selection, the $15 donation, that's during the month of October. Mm-hmm. For the single vision free pair of glasses for those directly affected by the fires, that's going to be just kind of a process. We're not putting an endpoint on at this mm-hmm. point. We're going to see kind of what the response is. We just rolled this out on Thursday, October 1st, last week. So we kind of need to see what the need is first.
Exactly. And this fund, as far as you know, it'd be fun to have someone with the fund on the radio to talk to them a little bit. Mm-hmm. But the kinds of things they're doing with this money, it could yeah. be anywhere from helping find housing to medical care and eye care. Mm-hmm. It sounds like it's a wonderful program.
It is a great program. We'll see. We may, depending on what the response is, if there's a large need, we actually may receive funding from an outside source. So,
excellent.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that we've been talking about here at the radio station is having like a day, a fundraising day for the victims, the families that have lost their homes. And it sounds like maybe we need to partner with this fund.
Yeah.
And do a day of giving, that kind
yeah.
of thing.
I
think that would be excellent. Well, you're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We're having fun chatting about eye care this morning and how we can be more effective in reaching our community members and making sure that they can see clearly. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning.
Good morning to you. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Tuesday. Currently, it's 47 degrees at the KSLM studio. It's going to warm up to 77, partly cloudy today. And as we move towards the weekend, we will see a little bit of that rain coming back into the forecast. So whatever you need to do outside, I saw people working in their yards and getting prepared for fall, trimming up those bushes. And it's been fun to watch the progression in my neighborhood, living in a beautiful area around a golf course and just watching the beautiful flowers through all the seasons so far. It's been incredible. And if you are in that place where you're like, oh, I got to get ready for fall, this is your week to do it. And maybe when you get off work, I do notice one thing, and maybe Dr. Dana is in the studio with me this morning. Maybe you notice this too, the how dark it is in the morning, right?
Yes.
It was so fun when I started in March. It was dark, and then it got lighter, and then it was really light early, and then come to work, and it's like ready to go, and now it's dark.
Yes.
It's like, what am I doing at this hour? Being, you know, it's the same time, but it's different as the seasons change. Are you an advocate for keeping the time the same, or do you like the going back and forth, the time change? What do you think?
What I don't like is the early darkness in December. That to me is challenging. I don't like that it turns dark at 4:30 in the afternoon.
Right.
It really is the afternoon.
Isn't that crazy? It's like my body kind of shuts down. It's like, okay, yeah. It's time to get home, mm-hmm. cook dinner, you know, nestle in when it gets dark. And it's like, it's 4:30.
Yes.
Oh, of course, getting up at 4:30 in the morning or 4:45, you know, and ready to go. And it's dark too. And mm-hmm. have you ever been to Alaska?
Yes, I actually was on an Alaskan cruise a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah. What did you think of that?
It was gorgeous. So, yes. You know, we just saw the coast. We didn't mm-hmm. go to Anchorage or Fairbanks or anything, but it was just beautiful, majestic.
Was it during the summer?
Yes, the end of the summer, mm-hmm. The last week of August.
So you got to experience those long days, right?
Yes.
Did you go up Juneau and see all the eagles?
Yes.
Oh, I've been in that mm-hmm. area. I've had the opportunity to be at Juneau, and I've also been the opportunity, I spoke at a big pro-life conference in Fairbanks. And so it was incredible because it was in the fall, and that's when it was dark, you know, like at 8:30 in the morning, 9:30 in the morning, it was dark, and they were picking me up to take me back to the airport. And I was like, this is
so
crazy.
Strange. Yeah.
And their protocol up there is so different, you know, with their wildlife mm-hmm. and all of that. It is an experience. Well, good for mm-hmm. you. You got to travel. How about internationally? Have you gone anywhere internationally?
I have been to Haiti 3 times.
Oh, wow.
And and that's in another Caribbean island, mm-hmm. but that's kind of as far as I've been.
What is your experience in that other cultures? What is your initial response when you see the different culture?
It's quite shocking at first, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I'm also reminded that there are some places, even in the United States, that, are kind of underserved and underprivileged. Mm-hmm. And so, it's a little bit of a shock, but I remember getting off the plane in Haiti. The beautiful drum music was so inviting and welcoming, and the people are just really beautiful people.
Very giving and very hospitable.
Absolutely.
Hospitable. I know for me, when I went to India, I was overwhelmed with the honoring. We got off the plane and went down the road, and they stopped us, and that we were working on a missions team, and they stopped us and lined us up along the highway and gave us flowers and all these, clothing and things like, you're in our country now, we want to give you these gifts so you fit in.
Yeah.
It was incredible. And then we got to the church, and they had plastered our big old faces that they had in India, in this remote place. They'd picked off of Facebook and put all our big mugs up on this banner on the front of the church. It's like, we're not here to be popular or the celebrity. We're here to serve.
Right. Yeah.
But that's part of their culture.
Also very humbling.
Very humbling. Mm-hmm. Very humbling. And so I think having those perspectives, getting out of our American way of life, gives us an appreciation for what we have.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
And as a business leader in our community and someone who has, in the last couple of years, right, how long has it been that you branched out and started Vibrant Visions?
Only just a year.
Only one year?
We just celebrated our year anniversary August 19th.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's a big, bold move.
It is. Especially, I don't want to say late in my career, but mm-hmm. definitely mid-career. Mm-hmm. But it just seemed like the right time. My kids were getting older, and it just seemed like the right place and time to do it.
Where are you located?
I'm at 4285 Commercial Street Southeast. So we're inside the same building as Windermere and Morgan Stanley, which are written in big letters on the outside of the building. Mm-hmm. And it's directly across the street from Natural Grocers.
Okay, right on
Commercial.
So yep. That's a great location. And that's that you had to find the location and branch out. And so what caused your change? What was there something that happened in your life that said, okay, now's the time, I better do this?
Yes, actually there was. So I was primarily at Shopko Optical working part-time. Mm-hmm. I started there in 2011. And in 2019, January, they announced that they were filing bankruptcy. And originally, the thought was that that our store here in Salem would remain open. And then suddenly, a month or two later, they announced that our store was closing as well. And so about early to mid-March, I came to the realization that I could either go work for somebody else or I could work for myself. I also was going to be given all the charts of the patients that I had seen at Shopko. Mm-hmm. And I thought, what else would I do with these besides open my own practice?
Fantastic.
So instead of really thinking hard about it, mm-hmm. I just made the decision and ran with it.
Went with it.
I felt like if I overthought it, I would probably not do it.
That doesn't matter how it is in life. It's so very true. Mm-hmm. So you went with it.
Yeah.
And here you are, you're into it, and you're so thankful.
Absolutely. I think it was definitely God's plan for
His
me.
His plan, and mm-hmm. He's been there through it. And so you launched in August, and then like 6 months later, COVID hits.
Yes.
Wow.
That was an interesting time. Yeah. So we were just getting busy. Mm-hmm. We were just kind of hitting our stride, January, February. Word was getting out, and we were really busy early March and February. And then that comes along. And Michael and I, my optician, made the decision to stay open. Mm-hmm. Because we'd had a lot of orders for glasses and contacts, mm-hmm. We were afraid if we weren't there to receive those that they might get lost somewhere in the mail system. So we decided to stay in the office, and we just decided to work on things that we were getting too busy and, you know, to work mm-hmm. on and kind of reassess our business plan, took the time to just get some odds and ends kind of tied up. And then early June, things started to pick up. And then by the end of June, we were running full speed again.
That's awesome. And you're a medical facility, so you already have good practices when it
yes.
comes to sanitary and health and all of those things. So, and you're very essential. We need our eyesight,
yes,
right?
That's true. We actually had a case where a truck driver needed to pass a CDL. This was about the end of March or early April. Went in to do his CDL exam and did not pass the vision part of that. Mm-hmm. And so he came in, called us. He was in our office an hour later. And because we have an edger in our office, which means that we can basically cut lenses to fit a frame, we mm-hmm. were able to provide this gentleman a pair of glasses within 2 hours of his phone call.
Fantastic. So and he was able to continue
get back on the road.
Get on the road.
Yep.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That's excellent. So again, another reason why it's so important to have your eyes
yes.
regularly check and know, because he knew what his prescription was
yes.
and what he needed.
And it's really, I just ran into this yesterday, probably about maybe once a week or so, where people are borderline legal to drive, you know.
Whoa.
And so it can be kind of a shock to them to hear you actually need glasses now to drive.
Mm.
But there are people out there that that should be wearing glasses when they're driving and don't realize it.
Well, and they always have you do when you go and renew or go and
yes.
get your change states or whatever. They have you do that little driving
vision
test and things. What is a myth that people around eyesight, what is the common myth that you hear and you want to correct today?
Yeah, a lot of people think that wearing glasses makes their eyes weaker, which is not the case in many different ways, because with children and nearsightedness, if they're not wearing glasses, I have seen clinically their nearsightedness tends to progress faster.
Mm.
But also in adults, they think that wearing the glasses, especially for reading, is going to make their eyes weaker. But no, that's not the case. Really, you're just causing yourself to have more symptoms.
And irritating and
yeah.
getting headaches and
mm-hmm.
things like that. I often wonder when kids get headaches at such a young age, if it's
eye-related
yeah. and strain. Now, my granddaughter, we didn't understand that she had, and I think when they're the doctor's offices and the pediatricians, they do some general, they look at their health and overall, but she's just so, of course, you know, every grandma says this or every grandpa says this. My granddaughter's just so adorable.
Yes.
Her name is Chloe. Mm-hmm. We didn't know that she had any challenges with her vision, but
yeah.
As she started getting older, she was turning her head a lot, doing the best she can to see, you know, and we realized, hey, we should have her eyes really checked. And sure enough, she had some challenges and is now 8 wearing glasses. And I'm so proud of her, you know.
Yeah.
When we talk about kids, I have a couple questions. Again, I want to
okay.
come back to like screen time and things like that when we get back from that
Sounds
break.
Great.
Okay? You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio. So glad to have Dr. Dana in the studio. Vibrant Visions. We'll be back after this. Good morning to you. Thank you for tuning in. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio. We're enjoying a wonderful conversation this morning with Dr. Dana, and we're talking about eye care. And I know it's so important that we do what we can do to make sure that we can see properly and take care of our eyes. And I'm a little concerned, Dr. Dana, about the students and their time in front of the screens and what that's doing to their eyes. I know in the past, having in my working days of, you know, sitting in front of a screen all day in the nonprofit world, some of my coworkers and stuff, they were wearing glasses at the time. I wasn't, but they would go and get special glasses for screen time, and they would, you know, protect their eyes that way. My son's the same. Gamers,
yeah.
Teenagers, special anti-glare. Even if their eyes were good, they would get these special glasses. What should we do as parents and grandparents to protect, in a sense, our student, even if they don't have a need for glasses yet? What should we be mindful about that time?
Yeah, that's a great question. One of the first things that we like to encourage is outside playtime. Mm-hmm. Because when kids are outside, they're looking at distances that are 20 feet and beyond. And that's very relaxing to the focusing muscle in the eye. Mm-hmm. And studies have proven that kids that spend more time outside are less likely to become nearsighted.
Ooh.
In addition, there's a 20/20/20 rule that we mentioned earlier in the show. Every 20 minutes, you take a 20-second break and look 20 feet away, so out a window, so three times an hour, you're going to look 20 feet away out the window for 20 seconds. That's also relaxing to the focusing muscle. Then finally, maybe an anti-reflective coating that's a blue protect from the blue light coming off the digital devices. Studies are a little bit mixed on that, but my thought is, personally, as a parent, if there's something that I can do now, even if it's maybe not 100% proven, I'm going to go ahead and provide that to my child.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not something that's going to harm them.
Right.
So it can't hurt. So why not at least provide that opportunity? And if it doesn't do anything, then fine. But if it does, then in the end, we're winning.
And I think in having that annual eye exam, even if the children don't need glasses, and I know for me, of course, five kids, had foster kids and all of that, sometimes having a doctor or a specialist tell children things,
yes,
it comes differently than the parent. Oh, you just don't want me to be on my blah, blah, blah.
It sure
you know,
does.
You're just nagging me or whatever. But you have a professional when you go for that annual exam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So
one of the staggering statistics, mm-hmm, is that in 2010, 28% of the population was myopic, mm, which is nearsighted.
Mm-hmm.
But by 2050, over 50% of the population will be myopic or nearsighted.
Whoa.
With an increase in severity. So it's a staggering statistic. And they haven't said exactly what they think this is caused by, but I would say there's a good chance that digital devices are going to play a big part in it.
How does nutrition affect our eyesight?
Nutrition can be helpful in protecting the macula or the retina in the eye, providing a lot of spinach and that has ingredients called carotenoids, lutein. Those are really helpful supplements. Especially if you're fair skinned, you and I are, mm-hmm, both kind of, mm-hmm, fair skinned with blue eyes.
Mm-hmm.
My kids are as well. So broccoli, spinach, those really dark green vegetables.
Mm-hmm. Rich green vegetables that our mama said we needed to,
yes,
eat, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason for,
yes,
it.
Yes, absolutely.
So, what does the sun do to the eyes?
The sun is basically giving us light, but it's also giving us UV radiation as well, mm-hmm, as we all know. The lens in the eye filters that UV radiation so that not as much of that is reaching the macula or the retina inside the eye. And after a certain amount of time, 65 years, mm-hmm, the lens starts to turn yellow,
mm-hmm,
and that's called a cataract.
Mm.
And so some studies say that maybe our digital devices can also contribute to that because, mm-hmm, the blue light is close to the UV spectrum of the light spectrum. And so so that's another kind of reason to maybe be using a blue light anti-reflective coating.
That's a great idea. And I think so many times people don't think, like when they're out working in their garden or they're working on their lawn, they don't think to wear eye protection.
Right.
Things,
yeah,
like that, the dirt, the things that can be trouble if they get into our eyes. We just don't normally think about that.
Yeah. And so that's a good point. Having the UV protection over the eyes can be helpful in delaying the onset of cataracts and also even macular degeneration.
Now, you're doing something incredible for the community, especially those affected by the fires. Let's revisit that. We talked about that early on. Let's talk about that again.
Okay, yeah. So we've got two programs going on. The first is we're donating $15 for every frame that's sold from the Aspire line for both men's and women's, the Boss line, which is a men's line, and the Kate Spade line, which is for women. So $15 during the month of October for every one of those frames sold. The second one is impacting those that are directly affected by the fire. We, Vibrant Vision and Optical, are donating a single vision pair of glasses to those who have lost their belongings or their homes. And we are working with the Santiam Canyon Wildfire Relief Fund. With that, they are providing the vouchers. And so if you are in need of a voucher, please contact Melissa Bauer at Santiam Hospital, and she will get you connected with that. And then you call our office, schedule an appointment to come in and look at the glasses.
I think that'll be great. We'll put that on our Facebook too, so people are aware of what's going on. And maybe we should record an ad.
That'd
you think
be great.
About that and get that
I would
in
love
rotation
that.
As well.
Yeah.
Yes, and I want to say, I'm sure people have questions, and we're going to be going into hour two. I wondered if you could stay maybe a few more minutes into the next
I'd
hour
love to.
And answer any questions.
Yeah.
If you have questions, we're going to be going into hour two. Give us a call, 503-589-1220. If there's anything, Dr. Dana, if you have you're wondering about this or that regarding your eyes or any question that you might have, or maybe you have something going on in your community in regards to the fire that you want to talk about, give us a call. 503-589-1220. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We are having so much fun. 2 hours of broadcasting live right here in Salem. It's been so much fun, and it's been great to hear back from you of your input, your suggestions. We want to encourage you to keep the communication flowing. Like us on Facebook at KSLM Radio. Share with your friends. Share the podcast with your friends on your Facebook page as well. And certainly let me know. Send me an email, Stacey at Stacey at KSLM.news. And I add that, make sure the E is in there, because I've had a couple people say, I tried to get a hold of you with just Stacey and I didn't go through. And so you can get a hold of me then and give us a call, 503-589-1220. It's been fun this first hour. We're going to be going into hour two coming up next. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio. Dr. Dana's going to stick with us again. Give us a call, 503-589-1220. We'll talk to you real soon.